When Republicans took control of the House in 2010, the freshman class had an outsider feel. Many of the newly minted congressmen and women had never held public office. Now, after just 6 years on Capitol Hill, some of them are going back to private life. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
Like so many Americans approaching retirement, Virginia Republican Scott Ridgel dreams about spending a little more time on the water.
I have a little rowboat called Miss Nellie. She's 13 feet long, and there's not a motor on it. There's no radio on it. And I'm so looking forward to being on that rowboat.
Ridgel is retiring after just 6 years in Congress. He was one of the 87 Republicans who rode the Tea Party wave to a GOP takeover of the House. And at the end of this Congress, more than one-third of that class will be gone. Before he got here, Ridgel was a car salesman. He ran as an outsider in a year when voters were tired of political insiders. Sound familiar? Turns out, people who never harbored ambitions to be career politicians don't always love being politicians. Here's Ridgel again.
I think for many of us in my class, it truly wasn't on the bucket list of life to be here. It wasn't as if, you know, I was a junior in high school saying, I want to be a member of Congress.
21 members of his class have already left, although two of them now serve in the Senate, and three more are running for the Senate this year. Another 8 members of the class are retiring this year. That's ahead of schedule in a chamber where the average lawmaker serves about 9 years. The retiring lawmakers include a farmer, a decorated Army veteran, and a construction company owner. You hear this a lot when you ask them why they're leaving.
I mean, I have better jobs than this. You know, to me, it's amazing how people really, I got to run for Congress. You know, that's going to be the best. I don't know. I never really felt that way.
That's Michigan Republican Dan Benishek. He's also leaving. He was a surgeon before he came to Congress. He says voters frustrated at Washington should cheer these lawmakers' decision to retire after a few years. It's sort of like term limits, and Benishek says that means fewer career politicians.
There is a lot of turnover in Congress, despite what people say about, you know, people staying forever. That's not really the case. I think people didn't realize how much turnover there is in general.
Wisconsin Republican Reed Ribble ran his family's roofing company before he won in 2010. He's retiring to spend more time with his family, but he conceded this.
It would be disingenuous to say I'm not also frustrated with the work here.
Yes, Washington gridlock is even frustrating to members of the Tea Party class. But Ribble and his colleagues say they are, for the most part, proud of what a Republican-controlled House has managed to get done these past 6 years, like making the Bush tax cuts permanent, new restraints on federal spending, and updated education and highway laws.
These were fairly significant things that we got done while we were here, and so many of us are saying, okay, we can go home.
Ridgel agrees. He's grateful for his time in Washington, but in a lengthy interview in his office, he keeps coming back to a nagging concern that the Tea Party class and the years since will also be remembered for this.
Well, I'd say that we are right at the cusp of when the American political system started to become unhinged, and it's unfortunate.
Ridgel says he wants to continue work in his soon-to-be private life to inject more civility in American politics. There may be more job opportunities for that off Capitol Hill.
Susan Davis,